USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Saudis have said a whole bunch of crap that's not right, accurate, or true. We know that, and we need to have some shared principles about what we're trying to get done if we ally with them.
Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on CNN's State of the Union, he says the Saudi Arabian government needs to detail what in the world happened in relation to the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
Saudi's got a lot of explaining to do. I think everything should be on the table.
Khashoggi last seen on security video walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, where his body is remains a mystery.
The cover stories from the Saudis are a mess. You don't bring a bone saw to an accidental fist fight.
Lots of lottery money on the line this week. Tuesday night, the Mega Millions, $1.6 billion. The Powerball at $620 million Wednesday night after not one ticket hits in months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Ahead of the midterm election, President Trump busy going state to state, campaigning for Republicans at Make America Great Again rallies. Trump in Nevada, and so is former Vice President Joe Biden. The two going at each other. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the Republican rally in Elko, Nevada, the president took a swing at Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden. We call him 1% Joe. Because he ran at least twice, I think three times, they say twice, I think he ran three times, and he never had more than 1%.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas to fire up Democrats when he said President Trump is attacking American values.
I mean, shredded by a president who is all about himself, it's all about Donald, it's not about anything else. We're not organized based on tribe, we're not organized based on religion, we're organized based on ideas. America's an idea. That's who we are. That's what makes us different than every other country in the world. And it's based on certain basic ideals.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In Georgia, a police officer shot and killed in Gwinnett County. Antoine Tony, 30 years old, just a few days shy of his three-year anniversary of joining the force. The officer responding to a 911 call about people smoking marijuana in a car parked in a school lot. When he approaches, one of the men opens fire, killing him. The 18-year-old driver of the car under arrest, the shooter, 19 years old, still on the run.
Shots were fired from inside the vehicle, striking Officer Tony. One of the officers on the scene pulled Officer Tony to cover. Officer Tony was transported to Gwinnett Medical Center, where he ultimately expired.
Changing gears now to politics, President Trump going state to state ahead of the midterm election, holding Make America Great Again rallies. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden also campaigning. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the Republican rally in Elko, Nevada, the president took a swing at Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden. We call him 1% Joe because he ran at least twice. I think three times. They say twice. I think he ran three times. And he never had more than 1%.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas to fire up Democrats when he said President Trump is attacking American values.
He's been shredded by a president who is all about himself. It's all about Donald. It's not about anything else. We're organized based on ideas. America's an idea. That's who we are. That's what makes us different than every other country in the world.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.